Hello, welcome to the British Dyslexic Association Audio Boo Channel podcast. This is our first of many podcasts. So you know out there, my name is Aaron Smith. You may have heard me before on a couple of other of our Audio Boos. But I thought I'd just do a quick update and overview of what the British Dyslexic Association is and what we do and how we do it. So we are the British Dyslexic Association. We are a UK national charity. Some people call us the BDA, and I'll probably refer to us as that over the next few months. The vision of the BDA is to create a dyslexic-friendly society, enabling all dyslexics to reach their full potential and being a voice for them dyslexics. There is 1 in 10 of the UK population of dyslexics. That's over 6.2 million people. So how does the BDA actually become a dyslexic-friendly organisation? How do we actually offer them services? So what we do is we lobby and campaign. We offer impartial support. We set the standard for dyslexic knowledge. We disseminate and share best practice and promote research. So how do we do that? So how do we lobby and campaign? So we sit on the all-party working group for dyslexia. We get our local dyslexic associations to send letters out and our members to send letters out to MPs. And we also have currently our e-petition. If you're not aware of our e-petition, basically, when a teacher does their teacher training, not every university or PGCE agency will give them awareness of dyslexia. All the BDA wants is a basic level of awareness. If you take a look at the BDA website, so the BDA website is www.bdadyslexia.org.uk, or for those dyslexics out there, that is bdadyslexia.org.uk. Have a look at the website. On the homepage, you'll see the link for the petition. Have a look at it, sign it, send it on to your friends. Let's get as many people as we can signed it up to it. And that is what our initial teacher training campaign is, current position we're doing at the moment, our current petition at the moment, I should say. So how else do we do things? So how do we offer impartial advice around the country? So we have a UK national helpline. It takes about 20,000 calls a year and reads about 6,000 emails a year as well. Around the country, we have individual members, but we also have about 58 local dyslexic associations from all over the country. These are groups run independently from the BDA and are local knowledge, locally run by parents. Some of them are in their own right, their own companies, and work through their own and do their own thing, but they are all affiliated to us and they support us. We also have organisational membership as well. There's about 138 organisational members associated to us. So how else do we do some of the things I mentioned earlier? We accredit specialist teachers. So these are teachers that can assess and can teach dyslexic children in a specialist way. We run over 300 training courses around the country. These are awareness courses on different subjects like dyslexia for parents, dyslexia for teachers and TAs. We also have things like screening sessions on how screening training sessions on how to use screening tools, and also things on how to support with reading, writing and spelling. So these are very good courses. We are the awarding body of the Dyslexic Friendly Quality Mark. So this is available not only for schools, colleges, universities, this is also available for local authorities and for companies and organisations. We run a number of conferences. Currently we've got about 4 conferences coming up over the autumn time. We've got our Employers Conference, our Dyslexia and Multilingual Conference, our Justice Conference and our Coa Caring Conference. Again, go to the BDA website, you can see more about that. And in 2014, we will be running our international conference. This is a research conference where academics come and show off their research, basically. So that's what the BDA does in a nutshell. We're open normal office hours if you need to call our helpline. That's available on there. And basically, the YouTube channel is going to be where we're going to... Did I say YouTube channel? I meant Audio Boo channel. I'll correct myself. Our Audio Boo channel is to put podcasts on and do things like this. So I'm going to put this up there now so you can get to listen to 5 minutes of me ranting about the BDA. Hopefully you can comment on it, you can forward it on to people, and follow us on the channel. You can let me know what's going on by sending an email to admin@bdadyslexia.org.uk and just put in the box Audio Boo, and then we can maybe mention you in our next Audio Boo. So you're probably going to hear from myself and a couple of other members of staff within the BDA, and also probably some people that are our supporters. So take care and keep listening. Speak to you soon.